presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The U.S. Navy patrol of ships and planes rescued the two survivors from the blazing sea when the mysterious pirate submarine first set a tanker afire and finally sunk it with a torpedo, chalking up one more score in favor of the unknown scourge to shipping of every kind near the American lifeline in the Caribbean Sea. While this new tragedy of the sea lanes was being enacted, Jungle Jim stole into Thorson's castle for a word with Shanghai Lil, who is posing as Thorson's secretary. They were so busily engaged in conversation that neither of them heard Thorson coming till it was too late for Jim to get away unseen. He dove for safety behind a drapery as Thorson and a submarine commander arrived at the door of the study, leaving a rather flustered secretary to cope with a situation which could result in great danger to both Jungle Jim and Lil.
Champagne, sir. We have to celebrate. Plenty of champagne. Oh, what's the matter with you? You've seen a ghost, maybe?
Of course not, Bull. I'm all right. It's hot. And I've been working on those reports since you left.
Working. That's your trouble. You work too much.
Oh.
But wait till I tell you the good news we have to add to those reports. Sasha, I want to present Captain Kiesel.
How do you do?
Captain, my secretary, Sasha Dubrow.
Zonana, Anana, Fräulein.
Thank you, Captain.
Come. Let us be gay. It's working, Sasha. It's working. My plans, everything just as it was figured out. We will rule much more than this island yet, Captain Kiesel. You know, this girl has brains.
Oh, I am sure, my dear Thorson, to say nothing of her charm and her good looks.
Say, what's come over you, Bull? You're like a schoolboy let loose. I don't understand it.
You will. Let's tell her, Captain.
Why not?
Well, Sasha, the first trip under our complete command was handled by Captain Kiesel. And he got 200,000 tons of ships and war materials intended for our enemies. Why talk of the Battle of the Atlantic? The Battle of the Caribbean will be more important.
Congratulations, Captain Kiesel. I think it's wonderful.
Thank you.
And he got clean away in every case.
Any prisoners?
What do we want with prisoners?
Oh, no, Fräulein. We have no provision for captives. The fortunes of war, they usually go with their ships.
Without warning?
Let me tell you a story, Fräulein. I have only lost one ship. During the last war, we called on a tramp to surrender, giving the crew time to take to the boats. But those tricky English dropped a false deckhouse, and with a 5-inch gun sunk my ship. You can't trust them, you see. Consequently, we take no more chances. Sinkings are not really our fault, you see?
Yes, Captain, I see.
Of course we see, Captain. We understand perfectly. It's sink or be sunk. And the mistress of the seas cannot protect her flock. I wonder how much longer she can fool the world. An empire is crumbling, Sasha, and you are doing your part to help.
Mm.
Where's the wine?
It's almost cold enough now, Bull.
Well, let's open it.
Oh, yes,
as you say, here are the glasses.
Well, Captain, here it is. Paul Roger 23.
Paul Roger! Well.
Don't suppose you carry much of this aboard a submarine.
Oh, we are fortunate to have enough water. Space is at such a premium, we can't indulge in luxuries.
Well, then it should be even more welcome here.
Oh, by all means. Your glass, Fräulein.
Here.
A toast to the day when this hemisphere, too, will come under our guidance. A new order for the entire world.
To the day when we triumph over our enemies.
And I'll drink to both of those thoughts.
Not bad, Captain.
Oh, c'est good.
You know, this place is stuffy. Let's open those curtains.
Oh, I'll do it, Bull.
All right. I'll do this one.
No, Bull, that one's broken. It's off the trolley. If you touch it, it'll come down on your head. Now, why don't we go into the library? It's always cooler there. The breeze comes in from the ocean.
Sasha, I feel so good tonight, I'll even let you give me orders for a change.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Go on, Captain. I want you to see the place anyway.
Oh, I would be delighted, Torsen.
Well, you go on, and I'll be right in.
Nice going, Lil. Boy, I thought the jig was up.
Quiet. And you get out of here while you have a chance.
I never felt more like killing someone. That Torsen is he's a demon. I almost did smack him.
Well, you'd probably get a medal for it. Even medals don't look good on dead heroes.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Lil. Well, thanks again for everything. See you tomorrow night.
Get through this window when I leave.
Sasha!
Yeah, I'm on my way, Bull. You forgot the wine.
Jim was within a hair's breadth of discovery, but for Lil's quick thinking, she managed to let him out of the window and into the garden to comparative freedom. Saying goodnight to Thorsen and the captain sometime later, she left for her room. But instead of going there, she paid a visit to the one occupied by Kitty St. John.
Who's there? Someone you know. Don't act surprised, and for goodness sake, no noise.
That voice, it can't be.
Well, it is. Quiet. And get the story fast.
Lily DeVril.
None of it. Now, I've just seen Jim.
Oh, he's alive and safe. Where is he? I've got to see him.
One more peep out of you and I'll stuff a pillow in your mouth.
Oh, don't keep me in suspense.
Jim is okay. He landed in the surf, and though they suspect some stranger is here, no one has seen him.
Well, I've got to go to him. I can help. He brought me down here to help him.
Yeah, he told me the story, and you brought yourself. Well, he might be a sucker for a dame like you, but he never lies.
Well, he brought me to Puerto Rico.
And you should have stayed there. Look here, you. In the first place, you don't know me.
But I do, too well.
You catch on fast, don't you? My name now is Sasha Dubrov. And you never saw me before. You never even heard of anyone who looks like me. Understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I see.
You keep on with the role of the bereaved widow and don't make a play for Thorsen. Don't let him make any passes at you.
I should say not.
If he sees no interest in you, he'll probably ship you back north on the next trading ship that stops here. And Jim wants you to carry some reports to Colonel Cripps.
Are you sure you don't want to get rid of me?
I'd like nothing better. This is no business for amateurs, and you haven't won your letters yet, darling.
Well, I've got to see Jim.
These are Jim's orders. And if you disobey, then Thorsen may find out you're a spy. And in this game, a caught spy is a dead one. Not a pleasant thought, Mrs. St. John. You see, it's not only your life, but Jim's and mine, too. None of them will be worth a plugged nickel.
You're not going to frighten me, but I'll play ball. What's the name again?
Now you're getting some sense. The name is Sasha Dubrov. D-U-B-R-O-V. You've never seen me before. And be politely indifferent.
That won't be hard, Sasha.
Well, that's swell with me, too. Now remember, don't talk to anyone. Act dumb. Just be yourself. We'll be introduced in the morning, and I didn't want to surprise you too much. Good night.
I hope she breaks her neck.
After spending another night in his jungle hideout near Thorsen's house, Jim is startled by a piercing yell of human agony. He puts down the official report he's working on and sets out toward the far-off screams. Near a clearing in the jungle, he comes upon a party of Thorsen's men headed by Big Tom, the overseer.
If you don't walk, drag him by the heels. I'll teach him some sense one way or another.
Say, Tom, don't you think this will have a bad effect on some of the others?
You bet it will, but not the way you mean. I've been handling natives for 30 years. And if I've learned one thing, it's this. Either you're boss or they are. And in this case, I'm going to stop this nonsense. if I have to whip everybody on this island personally, myself, understand?
Oh, I agree. You've got to dominate them, but is the whipping post the only way of doing it?
Well, I ain't saying it's the only way, but it's an awful good one.
No, boss, I don't mean
keep that bird up on his feet, or I'll let him feel the lash
come
right
on,
now.
On your feet, no, boss, come on.
No, no. Me no say be zombie.
You said it often enough before.
No, boss, Tom, no. No, me no say again.
Come on, bring him up here. We'll see about that. Quiet. Now, we're going to have a little object lesson on taboos and such things. I brought you up this clearing for a good reason. You, come here.
Yes, Boston.
You're the one who spread the zombie story when that fella, whoever he is, got away from us, right here in this clearing.
Well, this time, look like zombie. He go no place.
Well, I wanted you all here to prove to you that nothing goes no place. Everything goes someplace. Come here, you.
Yes, Boston.
You make a trail in the grass over there and then stop.
Yes, Boston.
All right. Now, how can you get out of there and leave no trail?
Me not know, boss Tom. Me no can do.
No can do, huh?
No.
Well, I can make you do it. And it's no zombie or taboo either.
No can do, boss Tom. No can do.
You guys don't think so, huh? Well, I'll show you. Bring me a rope. That long one over there. Now watch. All right, you.
Yes, boss Tom.
Take this rope and throw it up over that tree limb there.
Yes, boss Tom.
Not that way, you dumb ox. Coil it up first.
Yes, boss Tom.
All right, now throw it.
Yep.
You all saw him do that, didn't you?
Yes.
All right, now grab both ends of that rope. Now, if you climb up and pull it up after you, you're ready to get away, aren't you? But you're not a zombie.
Oh. No, boss, Tom.
When I tell you guys something, I can make it stick. It's true. But this one here, he lies.
It's true.
You know what happens to anyone who lies to me, don't you? All right, tie him up to that pole.
Yeah, no. Have to do it, Tom?
Yeah, what
no,
about
no,
it?
No,
oh, I ain't going to argue. It's
no,
your job,
no.
Not mine.
No. Now I'll show you guys a zombie that works.
No, no. But...
How do you like that?
No.
About 20 lashes should put some sense into you, or knock the nonsense out of you.
No! 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 What a...
Don't give him nothing till sundown. Let this be a zombie lesson to all of you. All right. Get back to your jobs, all of you. Get going.
That dirty rat. I'll see that he gets paid for this if it's the last thing I ever do.
What can Jim do alone against a group of well-armed guards? Can Kitty St. John carry off her part without arousing the suspicions of Thorson? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.